Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Patty White
and
Lee Anderson
of the Annapolis Film Festival. What are the dates this year?
March 21st to the 24th.
Awesome. And you guys get some really big names and a lot of cool movies every year. So, but before we go in this year's slate, let's take a little overview just to start. What year are we in now, and how much have submissions grown and attendance grown and all that fun stuff?
This is our seventh year, and last year we had 16,000 people in the seats over 4 days, and we keep seeing it inch up every year, so that's exciting.
What are we expecting this year? Do we know how many?
We do not know. Yeah. A lot of people wait to the last minute, but I'm suggesting you do not wait to the last minute to buy tickets. They're starting to fly.
Yeah. What was it the first year?
2,500 the first year.
Oh, wow. So it's grown a lot.
Yeah, and we have about 82 to 84 films, counting our shorts. So it's a full program. It's lean and mean.
Is that your slogan?
Yeah. No, we're still voices strong, minds open.
Yeah, that'll always be the through line. But
that's
lean and
now.
Mean also is good. What venues are we at? Is it still that Maryland Hall?
Identical to last year. Two venues screening in Maryland Hall. Asbury United Methodist Church, St. John's College Key Auditorium, and the Annapolis Elementary School at Green Street.
Awesome. And one more final piece of housekeeping before we dive into the awesome slate is just remind our listeners why Annapolis itself, why is it a cool spot that in between the movies, what all you can go do and see in Annapolis?
Well, we're a real destination town anyway, you know, not even counting the film festival. People come for many reasons. We're surrounded by water on all sides. We, you know, on the Chesapeake Bay with all the rivers. We have beautiful shops, historic town that shows everything, you know, the first of this, the first of that, you know, George Washington slept here. You can't beat it. You know, plus we have the Naval Academy, which is always something really great to see. And we have, you know, a lot of arts. I mean, the arts are just growing by leaps and bounds in Annapolis right now.
Awesome. All right. Without further ado, let's talk the movies. All right. Opening night. Emilio Estevez? Tell me.
Well, we wished we had Emilio, but he's been booked. He's booked on that junket for the film, and he's going to be in Charlottesville doing something with a big library at that time. But we're very excited to have the movie The Public.
Yes, we are.
What's it about? Explain.
It's based on a true story that happened in Cincinnati a few years ago when there was a deep freeze.
I think in the 90s, actually.
Yeah, it's been a while. There was a deep freeze, and the librarian, you know, didn't want to turn people out on the streets. The shelters were overflowing, and he knew people would die. So he was faced with a moral dilemma, and he staged a sit-in. And that's what the movie's about. Cool. Alec Baldwin plays the police chief, and Christian Slater's kind of the jerky DA, and Jenna Malone's a fellow librarian, and they have to make a decision about what's the right thing to do, all while the media's camped outside trying to figure out which side of the story or where in the middle it's true.
I like seeing Christian Slater back and stuff. Like, he was in The Wife. I mean, it's nice seeing him back and stuff.
He's showing up here and there.
Yeah, I know.
Also, you know, we never know who shows up on our red carpet because we're still talking to actors who are in the film all the way up to the end. So anyone could make it. And we also have the possibility of Skyping as well.
That's awesome. All right, so that's opening night on the 21st, right? Mm-hmm. Let's move chronologically, if you don't mind. So then that next morning, isn't there usually like a coffee talk sort of deal?
Oh, yes. Coffee talks are becoming more popular each year. It's like inside baseball for the film industry. We have unannounced guests, and you get to have a cozy cup of coffee and chat with people and find out the real business behind the business and the real stories that happen. So it's quite fun. That happens Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, 9 to 10.
Okay. And then take me, what else do we have in store on Friday?
We have four terrific panels, industry panels on Friday, right behind where the coffee talks are, so people can just wander right back there. And we have a What's Up Doc panel, which is the moving and changing evolution of documentary filmmaking. Right. And we have some fantastic people on that. We have a panel on social media this year and how it's the filmmaker's best friend. And we have a writing panel.
For all screens.
For all screens, yes. We're writing on all screens. And then we have the essence, the essentials of filmmaking, you know, and what is it to build a team and how does a director do it? Like, who are the key people for the director? Mm-hmm. So these are our panels.
That's cool. So if you have any local filmmakers that come out, it's not just for audience members, but local filmmakers come and can polish their craft.
Anyone who has an interest in even learning about how the industry happens and how films are made are welcome. If you have a pass, you get into unlimited films and panels for free. And it's just a wonderful time. They're filling up every year. They get fuller. We have about room for about 100 people at each panel.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Also, on Saturday and Sunday, we have two very sort of special panels. On Saturday are producers and directors in the ring. So we're putting these producer and director teams just made movies together to talk about just what those consequences are and how it is working together and how do you get a great film out of it. So we have that panel. And on Sunday, we have a Voices of Women in Film panel. And there's some really special guests coming on that panel, which we'll tell you about as we move into the films.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, let's do that. Well, so those are all the workshops. What movies can we expect on? Let's start with Friday.
Environmental Showcase has a really fun film. It's good for family, but also people that are really interested in sustainability. It's called The Biggest Little Farm. It's the story of John Chester and his wife, Molly, and how they got out of the rat race and moved an hour north of L.A. to start a farm and then realize, ooh, we don't really know what we're doing. So they document this journey into learning how to build a sustainable farm. It's quite entertaining.
It's also got all the live farm animals that everybody just wants to take home with them. It's also just brings up all the issues, the relevant issues in environmental living today. And the film has just been a favorite on the festival circuit. It's winning awards everywhere.
What's it called again?
The Biggest Little Farm.
Biggest Little Farm.
And John he lived for a while in Baltimore, so
I think he's from Ocean City originally.
Yeah, he's a Maryland native.
Awesome, Eastern Shore guy.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all the movies on Friday, or should we move to Saturday?
We have a movie called Storm the Gates, which is a local politics. It's not our local politics. It's just three women that are running for office in their local politics in Denver and Virginia and, you know.
It's all over the country. Yeah.
And it's their stories as they come in. And so that's called Storm the Gates, and we're having the three directors come.
Three women directors from D.C.
Oh, so, cool.
Right.
That's interesting, too.
And we also
Politics is local.
And, you know, it's interesting because we're a military town and we're stepping out on the edge a little this year. This year we have a film called Trans Military. And it's about, the trans people in the military. And it's focusing on a couple of stories, and some of those people may be coming as well with the directors.
Right. That's cool.
And then, of course, we have a Friday spotlight, which is called Villains, just off the heels of South by Southwest. Villains stars Kira Sedgwick, Jeffrey Donovan, Micah Monroe, and Bill Skarsgård. And it is a dark, dark comedy.
About? Can we get, what's the basic premise? Or is that going to, without spoiling anything.
Two villains run out of gas on the side of the road, and as they go looking for assistance, they get into even bigger, bigger trouble.
Bonnie and Clyde, the younger generation of Bonnie and Clyde, and they're a little bit off their rockers.
Gotcha.
You know, adorable, and, you know, like, kind of in love, and they're off, and they think they're racing off to Florida, but they run out of gas and they find this house. What they don't know is when they get into the house, no one's there, what happens from there. And it's a surprise, and it'll take you on a journey.
And we will have a red carpet, and the two co-directors will be there.
Writers
and co-directors will be there. And it's Dan Burke and Robert Olson.
And the producers.
And the producers, Tim and Trevor White. You might recognize those names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a cool one, especially, and it just played itself. It will have just played. Yeah.
Right.
That's
No one's seen it. No one's seen it. Hot off the press.
How do you guys, just as a small detour here, how do you guys pluck movies like that, you know, from the big South Bys? I mean, you bring them to Annapolis. It's the first time people in this area can even see these movies.
We have a couple from South Sundance as well that are just off the heels of Sundance.
Are you guys just working those fast? You fly to those and you just make your connections and you say, come on down?
Well, it's hard for us to go to those because they're so close to ours.
But sure.
We're either sending people or we have tentacles, you know, if you know what
you
I mean.
You got your contacts, yeah.
This industry is a lot. I mean, doing festivals is, it's about contacts, but it's really about proving. People pull up your slate, they look at it. They see what we've been doing the last couple of years, and they know this is a valid, you know, pulsing film festival that's moving things forward. So
you have proof now that you've done it 7 years.
Sure.
Yeah, that's cool. So Villains is Friday night. Spotlight. Is that all for Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Then what do we got Saturday?
We have other films.
We have other great films on. We have Ramen Shop,
that's
foreign
a great one.
Film.
It's
that's
a journey
about
through food and love
and family. Oh. You know, and people can go on and check out our
sure,
website.
Sure.
You'll see all the little gems on Friday. There are a lot of things going on. Saturday morning we have our Shorts Challenge. This is our second year. Last year we had a winner, and she has made her film, and she'll be premiering in one of our shorts programs this year and introducing our shorts program.
So last year she won the challenge? Was it a screenplay challenge? And then she goes out and makes it? Or what? Explain what it is.
Live pitch for it to make a short film. So you get a package from us.
Cool. Thank courtesy of all of our Maryland vendors that can prove would like to prove that good films can be made in Maryland.
Right.
And we partnered with Lens Pro to Go, Serious Grip and Electric, Studio Unknown, yeah. and Henninger Media to yeah. bring it to life.
And they helped, and we provide this. So, you know, you have to pitch. You've got 10 minutes to pitch in front of judges.
Yeah.
You know, think Voice and Shark Tank and all of that. And
yeah.
It's and the audience is right in there. It's compelling. And
what was the pitch? What was the winning one last year? The premise of the
called
movie?
Bride Price.
Bride Price.
And it's a journey through a Nigerian grocery store and about how women are sort of objectified and sold as a product.
As a price for into a marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she just keeps envisioning, you know, this
right.
in, when she's in the grocery store.
And
so she went out, she won, got your package through Serious Grip and Henninger and everybody. And then she went out this past year and made the short. It's a short, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she's screening it this year.
Yes.
Now that's
premiering
cool.
with us.
She'll premiere. And the theme last year was stories of women and children around the world. But this year the theme changes. So
right.
Now the theme is
truth and storytelling, which is the theme for our whole festival this year. Right. We're paying tribute to our friends at the Capital Gazette who lost their lives. And so
it's a very different year for you guys.
It's really
it really
different.
Is.
It's, we call it our healing year. And so we have really focused a lot on truth films, that not just true stories, but the way we're approaching films that are coming in, that all you're looking for the authenticity and the truth and storytelling. And how do we get to that? We're doing a tribute film showing Pulitzer and having a panel afterwards about the importance of the free press.
It's called Pulitzer?
Joseph Pulitzer.
About Joseph.
The Voice of the People is the name of the film on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. But Pulitzer and Hearst were like the two.
That's what
they
the
were.
Film's about.
They were at it. Competing.
Everyone knows Citizen Kane, but you know, but I feel like this would be cool to see Pulitzer's side of it.
We're excited about bringing the film. I think it just opened in New York this past week.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, like 2:30 or 2:35 at Maryland Hall, and it's going to be great. So, you know, we've geared a lot of things to that. And I mean, even our opening night film, The Public, is based on a true story and about a really relevant issue.
Sure.
So I think this is our year to give and heal.
We have another film that's an investigative film that's interesting and edgy that plays Saturday morning. It's called Who Killed Lieutenant Van Dorn? And Lieutenant Van Dorn went to the U.S. Naval Academy. He and another guy in the film, and they flew the H-53 Huey helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was sort of viewed as a kind of a whistleblower as in terms of trying to inform the COs that they weren't being maintained.
Mm-hmm.
But the film investigates why 72 military members were killed in non-combat duty flying these helicopters.
Right.
It's a very interesting story.
We also have some very military-friendly films. We have The Interpreters, which is a terrific documentary about the fixers or interpreters in Afghanistan and Iraq during the war that were, you know, all they were bonded to one of our soldiers as their fixer, and the relationships that formed between these guys, and how even after the war ended, our servicemen were trying to get these guys out to protect them, you know, because they were their lives were at risk. So that's a terrific film. And then we also have a new film coming out on HBO.
It's called
The Cold Blue.
The Cold Blue.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the
with William Wyler's daughter?
Yes.
We interviewed, she came in, well, in our old building, but she came in and we talked with her about this. So you guys are playing it,
so
too.
We're playing
The Cold Blue. And then the director, Eric
Eric Nelson
will be there.
No, we don't know for sure.
We hope. But if not him, we will have Catherine Weiler there. We're going to play Memphis Belle right behind it.
She's
double
coming.
Feature.
She's coming.
Oh, that's cool. And for our listeners who, I don't know if you've been living under a rock, her father, William Wyler, not only made Ben-Hur and Roman Holiday and all these great movies.
Every great
the
movie.
Best years of our lives, the most underrated.
Yes.
But also, you know, the Memphis Belle was the documentary. And so this was, remind me, Cold Blue is leftover footage that, and yeah.
It's the making of the documentary. Yeah. It's all the backstory of the making of. And then they'll do a Q&A, and then they'll show the 45-minute documentary, the original documentary. So we have a lot to show that's positive in the military lane.
Sure.
And we also are taking issue with the things that need to be,
sure,
that we need to pull the covers on.
Right. as any good film festival should do. All right. Exactly. So is that, what else, is there anything else on Saturday we want to highlight?
Yeah, Saturday night we have a spotlight film called Wild Rose, which is actually a British, I mean, it's out of the UK, and it's starring Jessie Buckley, who's kind of the it girl now, and she plays a down-on-her-luck aspiring country western singer, even though she's from Glasgow, Scotland, with the brogue.
Right.
And she comes out of jail and has two kids at home and a mom who's she's dumped everything on. And she's not a very likable person in the beginning of the film.
Right.
And you have to take the journey with her to see how she tries to, how she discovers her life. It's another truth in storytelling and how the whole Nashville thing plays out, and or if it does.
You know. And Julie Walters plays her mother.
Yeah, it's a really good film, and this is also hasn't been around very much, so it's we're getting this on a
And remind us the title. What's it called again?
Wild Rose.
Wild Rose, okay.
Also, we moved our African-American Experience Showcase to Saturday this year. It used to be on Friday night. We've moved it to Saturday, and that film will be called Mr. Soul. And Mr. Soul is about the life and work of Ellis Hazlitt, who was probably lesser known than he should have been, but he was a pioneer in PBS in the 70s in bringing the first Afrocentric, late 60s, early 70s, the first sort of Afrocentric television program. And he had lots and lots of people on there before anyone else knew who those people were, like Aretha Franklin and Earth, Wind & Fire and
James
and Maya
Baldwin
Angelou and James, yeah. But James,
Sidney Poitier.
Everybody.
Aretha Franklin. He had everybody.
Everybody. So it's a wonderful film. The niece of Ellis Hazlitt made the film, Melissa. Hope, we don't know yet if she can join us. She's crashing on a film in New York, but we're trying to get her there. But we will have an interesting Q&A with Suzanne Kay and Chris Haley. So Suzanne Kay is the daughter of Diane Carroll, and Chris Haley is the nephew of Alex Haley. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That'll be cool, especially in the off the heels of the Mr. Rogers doc, and now,
exactly.
and you know, that's all this sort of subversive things he was doing on his show. Now to see, really, this is through PBS was probably the first time you saw, a lot of people saw James Baldwin or Aretha Franklin.
This had all the politicians, and the
Malcolm X was on the show.
Yeah, the whole, it was edgy. And it was a long time ago, and it was edgy then. And I think that's why it didn't kind of continue for as long as it should have.
Ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm. But now we have it to share with everybody.
That's really cool. And remind our listeners what that's called?
Mr. Soul.
It's
5 to 7 on Saturday night at Maryland Hall.
Awesome.
And let's not forget the film Little Woods, starring Tessa Thompson and Lily James.
And we all know them.
Yeah, and this is a really, really good film. And it's about the struggle the two sisters are having in a little town in North Dakota where there's nothing happening except the drug trade. And so one of them has gotten involved in traveling oxycodone and all that stuff over the border. And she's trying to quit it all and get back to her life. And she's just being torn in every different direction. And it's really the sisters. And then they get caught up in it really becomes a thriller. They get caught up in this travel through the border and turns into a thriller. And I just don't want to tell you anymore. You have to come and see.
Yeah, don't spoil anymore. That's enough of a teaser right there.
But we're playing it twice, so you can see it on Friday or Saturday.
Anything else Saturday, or should we move to Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a ton on
Saturday.
Saturday's
locked and loaded. Five venues running from 10 to 10 on Saturday, so it's our biggest day.
Yeah, we've programmed against ourselves. Yeah, actually, we have a family film called Storm Boy, which is about a boy in about a grandfather who's with his granddaughter, and he's in talking to her and telling her stories. He's remembering his life as a young boy on an island off of Australia, and where he was rescuing a pelican, named Mr. Percival.
And it's played by Jeffrey Rush.
Right, and it keeps going back into that memory as he's telling. And it's a beautiful little story. So that's there for families who want to come with their kids. And we have... We have Facing the Dragon, which is a really good Afghani documentary, basically, about a journalist, a female journalist and a female politician, and what they're doing in Afghanistan and Kabul.
Also, we have a wonderful film called The Gospel of Eureka, and it's about Eureka, Arkansas, which is the epicenter of the Passion play that happens every year. So people
Passion of the Christ.
Right, right,
yes,
right.
People... make journeys to see the Passion play. And it's about an older male gay couple living in Eureka and how they intersperse their lives through church and through participating in the Passion play with a community that you would not think what they would get along with. Right. I mean, it's a wonderful microcosm of how we actually can live together despite our differences.
But they do, yeah. Yep.
So and they manage. I mean, you know, surprise.
Oh, that's good. I love when there's movies like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Us too.
A little uplifting one there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday?
I'm sure we're forgetting a million things.
I'm sure.
yeah, Sunday morning is a big morning for us because we have our boating, you know, our boating showcase, this year is called Sea Change. And it's really, usually we have a sailing story, but this year.
Yeah, usually every year, yeah.
Right. But this year, this one kind of compelled us and it hasn't gone out there yet. And it's a couple, a South African couple that actually rigged out a little oversized rowboat and they took it from the shores of Morocco to to New York City. Mm-hmm. And it was...
It's a 6,600-mile rowing journey.
6,000-mile
rowing journey.
Yeah, and they had 9 GoPros on their boat, so you saw everything. Their relationship, what happens, the good, the bad, the ugly, the fantastic, everything that they
that must
see
have been a chore to edit that one down. Rolling, recording GoPros the whole time. But they got the best stuff, I'm sure.
Well, at one point, she does turn the camera off.
Okay, yeah.
She says, I'm turning
this
off.
She has a reason. She's like, that's it. I got to turn this off.
But that's an adventure.
Wow, what a journey.
That's an adventure film for people who really want to do that. And of course, we have our Jewish experience on Sunday morning.
Right.
We have The Interpreter, which is different than The Interpreters, which is a documentary. This is the feature film, The Interpreter, which is a film that is about two men, one whose father was a Holocaust victim and one whose father was a member of the SS. Mm-hmm. So they come together and they take a road trip to discover. So it's a very interesting story, yeah. And we also have the heading home, the tale of Team Israel, the baseball story about the American Major League Baseball players who went to Israel to try to help that team, and they learned a lot about their lives, their religion, and all of that. So we have the assistant general manager of Team Israel coming. So,
and then of course we
for any sports fans out there,
right on the heels of that at St. John's. We have a wonderful film. It's a small, artistic, independent film called Solace. The director, Checo Amwale, will be there, but so will one of the actors from the film, actress Lynn Whitfield, the star of Greenleaf.
Oh, wow, yeah.
She's coming in for Sunday, and she's going to sit on our women's panel.
Cool.
And she will be at the Q&A, and I think that a lot of people will come out. She's very well-loved. She's a wonderful, terrific actress. And she is, it's fantastic that she's supporting these filmmakers that are doing independent films. She was part of this, became part of this film, part of the art of it, and has been willing to speak up and be at the project from festival to festival.
We also have a really fun film. If you're a tech nerd or you just are quirky or you actually ever wondered why your cell phone works or how the internet works, we have a great documentary called General Magic. And it follows a little heard of company that was called General Magic before Apple. And they sort of put together all the MIT and geeky, nerdy, brilliant people and said, what if?
Yeah.
And that was back in the 80s. And now flash forward, this doc pays homage to them because they asked all the questions and created the basis for all the things that we have now. And really, Apple just won the marketing war, but they were really the brains behind the operation. So we actually have two of the subjects that are in the film in 80s with 80s hair and glasses coming. It'll be really fun to see them now.
I think it's on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's on Saturday at St. John's.
It's great
at
for all the
12 noon.
Techies would love this film.
I love it. 80s-tastic.
There's something for everybody. You know, I mean, that's the great thing. And we try to do that when people say, well, what? Do you have a niche? Yeah, well, we're not a niche festival. Mm-hmm. Our niche is our community. And we try to, you know, really give our community an opportunity to expand their horizons and give them things that they will like to see, that they might want to see, and then things that they should be seeing on top of it. And are happy that they've been given that opportunity.
Yeah.
Speaking of something people should be seeing, we have a U.S. premiere.
Yeah, we do. That's right. We forgot that
we
one.
We have a...
Hit us with it.
It's Kristin Scott Thomas's new film, In Your Hands. And we're very excited to have it.
It's a French film. It's in French with subtitles. It's really good. Think Good Will Hunting meets, a Paris Conservatory, music and all of that. And a young man who has had difficulty, been a street musician, mm-hmm. and had a lot of problems with the law. And he's given an opportunity to participate in this conservatory and have Kristen Scott Thomas as his piano professor.
Right.
The Comtesse.
The Comtesse. If he agrees to be a good boy, so to speak, and do what they want. So therein lies the issue.
Is that closing night or is it
that's Saturday afternoon?
Oh, yeah, Saturday. Okay.
And I mean, we have a couple films also out of Sundance. A film called In Reality by Ann Lupo that's a really interesting. I love the editing in this film. It's just fresh and interesting.
Young, millennial, you know.
Love story called In Reality. And then we have another film just out of Sundance called Them That Follow.
Yeah. Horror movie?
Well, I wouldn't call it a horror movie, but I would call it whenever you're dealing with a church that believes in snake handlers.
Okay.
There's a little bit of horror in it.
Gotcha.
But Olivia Colman is in this movie.
Really?
Yeah, yes. And it just it's
the
just,
re- the one
the queen the,
and she's it's just off of Sundance.
Yeah.
It's just off of
her
Sundance.
Win.
Yeah. So the film, and we're really excited about it because it's a very good film, and it's got a real powerful, relevant story. You know.
And then of course we have a premiere of a film shot in Maryland called Fishbowl, part of our local focus. And it's co-directed by a brother-sister team, Stephen and Alexis Kinagopoulos. And he works a lot with George Pelicanos, who wrote The Wire. Mm-hmm. So it stars a lot of local actors, and that'll have a big showing and premiere at our festival as well.
Yeah, it's Saturday, I think, too.
It's called Fishbowl.
Fishbowl, yep.
Awesome.
So
anything else we're leaving out? I mean,
sure we've forgotten everything.
I got a good half hour of material
hang
here.
On, so. Hang on, I'm looking right
please
now.
Please go to our website.
Yeah.
And
if they want to find
Joy.
Ode to Joy, yeah. We have a comedy, a wonderful comedy on Saturday evening that I think it's quirky, a quirky comedy. Mm-hmm. And
Charlie suffers from cataplexy.
Have you ever heard of cataplexy?
No,
it's
what is cataplexy?
A rare condition that causes him to lose control of his muscles whenever he's overcome with any strong emotion.
Okay.
So Charlie's life is a challenge.
Poor Charlie. Ode to Joy, yeah, Saturday night. So, I mean, I think...
Something for everybody, seriously.
There is something
roll
for everybody. And as I said, I think that we are very proud of this. We also have four shorts programs. They are top-of-the-line shorts. We have... About five of them are off of Sundance.
Three were nominated for Academy Award.
Won an Academy Award, period, end of sentence we have, which won the Academy Award.
Yep.
And we have that. Our shorts programs are, they're one, number one, For the Money. Number two, For the Show. Number three, Get Ready. Number four, Let's Go.
I love it.
So, and they all fit. It's great. And so I think people love our shorts, and we've done a great job this year with them. Then we also have a local shorts program, which is very popular, films that have been made in and around the area. Mm-hmm. And that's always a popular thing to go see in Maryland, at our festival. And then we have a student shorts program, which is free to the public. Students from, a lot of them are graduate students even. I mean, so the films are terrific.
Right. You know.
We also have a couple of other cool things. We have a film called Sticks, which we picked up at the Hampton Film Festival. We saw it there first, and it's Wolfgang Fischer's, it's a narrative, it's his new film, and it's a story about a female doctor who's an ER doctor, and she's kind of burned out, so she packs up her sailboat for a solo trip down to an island off the coast of Africa, and she ends up in a storm, and when she comes up from the storm, sees another boat on the horizon that's loaded with people, and...
Moral dilemma.
Is taking on water, and she has to decide what to do.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what would you do in that situation? You know?
It's very well done.
It is.
And then we have a wonderful doc with a special guest called This Changes Everything.
Right.
It's Tom Donahue's film. We had one of his films, was it last year or the year before, called Davi's Way?
Yeah.
But it's really the story of the actress Gina Davis and how she sort of got tired of hearing about, there are plenty of parts for women and people of color. So she thought, well, I'm an actress and I have money. I'm going to hire someone to create software.
Yeah.
And they did facial recognition and voice recognition software and went back through the years of movies and provided all this data about whether you have a speaking role, a lead role, if you're a person of color, your age.
And we have someone coming also.
Well,
from
she threw the data.
Is that through the institute? Is that?
Yes. Okay. And she threw the data on the table, and it's starting to change things for parody in the entertainment world. So
there's a doc about this?
This changes everything. And everyone from Meryl Streep to Gina Davis to Sherry Lansing, they're all in the film.
Oh, that'll be cool.
And then there's a woman in it named Maria Geis, who we're actually bringing in to speak.
She's the RBG of our industry.
Well, she's the big fighter and advocate for Title VII. That's her big thing.
Is parody in the workplace. Sure. And it's part of the civil rights movement, but it's not very enforceable. So she's been fighting for about 25 years to help make it more enforceable.
Right. Awesome. We also have a film called A Roll Red Roll. I don't know if you've heard about that, but it's that case that took place. It's a sort of an inside story of that case in Steubenville, Ohio, where the football team sexually assaulted some girls in the school. And it was the complicity of the community, the school system, the parents, everybody was sort of complicit in kind of boys will be boys.
Right.
And so this is that story with news footage all put together and kind of a way that we have to sit back and just deal with what the reality of it is. So we have that, and we have a cool doc called Wrestle about a wrestling team. It's in an underserved area in the South, and a guy who comes in to coach them to try to give them a chance.
It's their one shot at college from Huntsville, Alabama, from a very impoverished area.
Yeah.
And he tries to get them to the state championship. Awesome. It's like Hoop Dreams.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know?
Except shorter.
Yeah.
Thank God.
If you want to
see a gorgeous
cinematic film, go see The Tobacconist.
Yeah.
It is exquisite to watch. And it's set in the 30s in Vienna, and it's an interesting story of a boy that works in this tobacco shop, and he's falling in love for the first time, and Sigmund Freud is his customer.
Whoa. All right.
It's a nice high concept.
So he gets some advice from
Freud.
From the father of it all.
Take It or Leave It, Patty. Don't forget that one.
Take It or Leave It is an Estonian film. And it's a really interesting story because it's just about a father who is kind of left with his. I call it the Kramer versus Kramer of Estonia, kind of because he kind of gets left. But it's modern day. It's dealing with the issues today of it.
You know? But it shows the male point of view, which you don't often
see. It's the Kramer versus Kramer part.
Custody battle. Yeah.
It's the male gets left with the child.
Right. And then we have A Woman Captured, which this film was at Sundance, and it's fascinating to see how the filmmaker got access to this film. It's a doc. Imagine a woman from Eastern Europe who's working as like a housekeeper, but she's emotionally abused by this family and basically imprisoned for over a decade. She hasn't seen her daughter. She's never left. And they just sort of verbally beat her and abuse her. And so the filmmaker wins over the woman
who
owns the house.
She's basically a prisoner.
And in the process, the filmmaker ends up documenting the escape of the woman capture, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
We also have a film called Easy Lessons about a young Somali girl who has immigrated because her father was going to sell her off, into marriage, and she was 15 years old. So she immigrates, and after a year of traveling with this group of people from Somalia all the way up, she lands in Hungary. And then the team, everybody, the group is moving on, and she just is too exhausted. And so she stays, and then social services, children's services picks her up, and she ends up living in a facility with them, and she goes to school, and it's her story in her final year there. And it's remarkable. It's just remarkable. She's gorgeous. She looks like,
the
Somali model. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it tells the immigration story from a different point of view, from inside what it's really like.
Awesome. Well, that's a little bit of everything, a lot of it for everything.
Yeah, you got it.
Just wrapping it in closing, if our listeners haven't heard this, why should they come out this year? If they've come past years, or maybe this is even their first time.
A couple of things. One new thing, we do have a premium pass available if you want to go to More Than Films and go to some of the parties. That's available individually for $400 for the whole festival. And then regular passes are $145. They're on sale. There's only a few left. Tickets are $15 for adults and $13 for students and seniors. And it's all available at AnnapolisFilmFestival.com.
$50 for an opening night. That includes the after part, the whole opening night shebang, plus the after party, which is always fantastic. It's a huge community.
Where's the after party?
It's at the Boys and Girls Club on the top floor. And we're going to have a great
And a live band for the road.
And, yeah, cool. And fantastic food. And
Tito's Vodka and food courtesy of the Palate Pleasers and lots of good stuff in store to celebrate our kickoff because we all love film.
Yeah.
That we do. All right. Thanks so much for coming in, guys. Again, it's March 21st through the 24th.
Yes.
Annapolis Film Fest. Thank you so much. It's always awesome having you in.
Thank you, guys.
Annual tradition.
See you at the movies, everybody.